This is Ellen Baumler at the Montana Historical Society with today's episode of History on the Go. The beautiful J.C. Adams Barn in Cascade County's fertile Sun River Valley is a monument to early stock raising. The area attracted 26-year-old Kentucky-born James C. Adams, whose worldly experience belied his youth. Orphaned at 10 and a Civil War prisoner at 16, he came to Montana at 18 in 1864, already a seasoned teamster. Adams made a fortune working as a wagon boss for Fort Benton's Diamond R freighting outfit. In 1874, he bought property along the Sun River near Fort Shaw. He figured soldiers would provide a ready beef market. Adams' cattle business flourished, and soon he needed more room. In 1882, he hired Swedish stonecutters to build a barn. They carved sandstone blocks from a nearby quarry and hauled them by buckboard. Completed in 1885, the barn cost an astounding $10,000. Its triple-sectioned first floor housed horses and tack, winter shelter for cattle, and wagons, buggies, and a meat locker for butchered beef. An open buckle meant welcome, and Adams chose that symbol as his brand. His hospitality became legendary. The huge hayloft accommodated many a traveler and saw roller skating parties and community dances. Adams died in 1913, and subsequent owners have kept the landmark barn in constant use. Upon the barn's completion, the Sun River Press commented that it looked as if it could withstand the storm and decay of a century at least. Thanks to careful stewardship, it has. This is Ellen Baumler at the Montana Historical Society. Visit us, become a member, and show your love for Montana's heritage.